Drive Time World Radio Switzerland and Crowdsourcing Week is on in Geneva today. The gadget guru Paul Bristow is there. Paul, it's all about collaborating to create shared value. Good afternoon.
Hi, Tony. Yes, you're exactly right. It's all about the crowd here.
Now, where is it actually being held? Where have the crowd gathered for Crowdsourcing Week?
So this is in a place called Geneva Up. So it's right in the middle of the near corner of Ann Station. And there's a stage there at a big conference, and there's about 100 of us sitting and discussing how on earth all this stuff works.
have you come up with any answers yet as to how all of this stuff works?
If you do a search on Twitter for CSW Geneva, then you might get an idea as to what we're going on at the moment.
And Paul, there are people here from all over the world that have gathered for Crowdsourcing Week. Tell us what it's all about and what the aim is.
Yep, so the crowdsourcing community, as it were, really started back in 2006 when the internet got going and people realized that the wisdom of crowds was really a thing on the internet, and you could start harnessing people to come up with ideas from all over the place. And pull it together, and that would actually add value for companies. So the whole idea of the wisdom of crowds, and then it sort of spiraled from there. So you've had crowd currencies. So this has been, Bitcoin is the most famous example, but there's about 10,000 different crowdsourced currencies around out there. There's citizen engagement, where people can take the same tools that they've used to advise somebody whether they like a new beer or not, and advise politicians whether they like a new policy, or maybe it would be time to paint the square or whatever it is. And this goes on. Obviously, we've talked about crowdfunding here on the show, so I won't mention that. But you've got things like crowd lending, peer-to-peer lending, where you can choose a cause that you like, or choose a platform that allows you to lend money directly to entrepreneurs anywhere in the world and help them get a start. Same sort of thing, but based on equity. So you can use the power of the crowd to raise shares directly in a company that you would like to see do a bit more.
Mm. Gadget guru Paul Bristow joins us here on Drive Time, talking tech as he does every Tuesday afternoon. Crowdsourcing Week on in Geneva today. It's a global conference, I guess you could say. And Paul, the first time that it has come to Geneva.
Yep, the organisers here were at a version of this in Singapore and decided, this should come to Geneva and let's give it a try. So this is the very first time it's been done. And we'll see what comes out of it. So far, it's pretty exciting. Lots of interesting stuff going on.
What would you say are some of the trends in the crowdsourcing sector? You talked about citizen engagement. You talked about crowdfunding, which we've spoken about previously on the program, crowd lending, cyber currencies. What would you say are some of the trends that are being discussed in Geneva today when it comes to crowdsourcing?
I think the biggest trend is actually a tech story, surprisingly enough for me, is about how on earth do you make sense of 10,000 ideas that get put into to solve a problem, and bring that together and find a way to bring up the right answer out of that, or a good answer, something like that. So it's a technology story about platforms and about managing ideas, but it's also a human story about how do you incentivize people to participate. It's not always money. People like to give their ideas if they think they will make a difference. So it's really how you manage all of that, which is a very complicated story, and technology is one part of it.
Yes. Any good ideas that you've heard about, Paul, that perhaps in the next year or two will be going, I heard about that in Geneva last year?
Well, there's one story I saw where they put in a platform. This was actually in the NHS back in the UK. They put an idea platform to crowdsource ideas from any level in the organisation. And they had things like the hospital gowns being redesigned by the hospital porters, because they were the ones that saw them the most.
There you go. I mean, the applications are endless, aren't they? And as you were telling that story, I thought this is just a wonderful opportunity to engage, whether it be on a peer-to-peer, a business-to-business internal communications. I mean, even if it is the porters in the hospitals looking at those gowns going, you know what, we'd like to see a change. Possibilities are endless, aren't they?
Exactly. It's very much about co-creation. We've with your customers at whichever level in the organization you are. So if you're B2B, your customers are business, other businesses. But if you're a consumer brand, and many of the consumer brands are now using this type of technology, then it's the opportunity to give consumers a chance to push in and say, you know what, we really need a beer that looks like this, or, yes, or tastes like this. And you can imagine how happy you're going to be if you tell one of the big, you know, Heineken, say, you tell them, I'd really like a beer, and then, you know, 6 months down the road, they come out with a new beer and it's got your idea in it.
I love that expression, co-creation. Let's continue that discussion in the coming weeks. For you, just as we wrap up, Paul Bristow joins us here on Drive the Gadget Guru. For someone who works in tech and IT locally, what does it mean to have a global conference like this, Crowdsourcing Week, that is actually here in your own backyard?
It brings together the players that are interested in this subject right here, so you can start making real business connections and see if we can kick off something locally.
Paul Bristow from Pangloss Labs, panglosslabs.org, to get in touch and to find out more. Our gadget guru. Look forward to catching up next Tuesday afternoon around 4:45. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Bye-bye.